This is HPR episode 2242 entitled, Interview with Colin J. Mills, organizer of KW Linux First, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by first-time host Bob Donkman, and is about 11 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, after the KW Linux First, Bob Donkman and Colin Mills sat down and talked for a while.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
This is Bob Donkman. Today is Saturday, the 28th of January, 2017, and today was KW Linux Fest, a Linux Fest in Kitchener, Waterloo. I'm talking with Colin Mills, the organizer. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So, good event. This is just the tail end of it. We've just finished off.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good event, actually. I wasn't quite sure what to expect going into it since it's only the second year. It's in an infancy stage, but I'm glad that it went so as well as it did.
So thanks for inviting me to present.
We always need good presenters, and you always have the interactive demos, so those are usually a hit, so I'm glad.
The demos are a little scary, you know?
Yeah, unless the demo gods bite. Yeah. Today they weren't too bad, a little rough in the beginning, but then we
got lucky. You have trouble finding presenters?
Actually, it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. One thing that did happen was that presenters started to come out closer to the date than I thought they would. For instance, I put the, so it's January now, and I put the announcement for speakers out in July, and I only got one or two hits. But then closing in on the end of December and even into January, I got more speakers, so that definitely changed the schedule and things like that. So it was one of those things.
A little scary there. How was registration? Saw the notice on the website, you know, registration is full.
Yeah, it was
capacity.
It was a little interesting because I think it was at capacity for the venue, but I think I learned a couple things because a lot of the people that registered did not end up coming to the event.
Yeah,
so I think
some empty seats.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, it wasn't too bad. It was probably about half, but I think maybe that's something you have to expect from an event as well, and I shouldn't have been too hasty to just say that. That was definitely, I think, almost a mistake on my part. But next year I think I'm going to try a couple different strategies in terms of trying to retain registrations and things like that. One thing I was, have you ever heard of Stripe, the payment service?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So it's basically payment as a service. So they have a nice API that you can use in your web application to process credit cards and that type of thing. So I think maybe next year I might start integrating Stripe into the actual registration. So when you're registering, you say, here's my $5 or $10 or whatever it is, and we'll see you on the event, because I think that might give a little more incentive to come. You know,
people who have prepaid are far more likely to remember that the event's on.
Yeah. And another thing is more notifications and more communication.
I think so.
Those two things were a little lacking as well. But overall, it was a really good event. And you know what? It's really not about the number of people you have in the seats. It's about the content that they enjoyed. So I still mark this year as a success.
I think it was a success. Yeah. About 17 or 18 people in the audience. And that was after some of the early presenters in the audience had left from the morning session. So had a good 25 or so people turning out. That's a good number.
I think that's definitely reasonable, and hopefully next year we'll we got a little more out as well.
You keep saying next year. I like hearing those words.
Yeah.
When do you start planning for next year?
I'm probably going to look into it around June or July, because one of the things I want to do is even get a solid venue and get a solid start on getting registration and things. And it's actually much easier this year or this upcoming year because this event, we had the website created for this event. We have registration, but mm-hmm. now going into next year, we have that foundation.
The website is?
KWLinuxFest.ca. So you can go check it out. But I think one of the best things that have happened, even comparing it to last year, was that the marketing was actually really on point in terms of where I wanted it to be. And I did get a large amount of registrations. It's just the fact that once you get those registrations, you just got to keep them. So I don't think it's a matter of actually getting the registrations, though, because I think we had a really good presence overall.
It worked out. So this past one, you started in what, July or August? I remember seeing
it. Yeah, it was July. July. So mid July I started, and that was a little late, but I think, like I said, I think next year we'll probably go a little earlier, probably into June.
Yeah, so you lucked out on the venue this year.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, right now I'm a co-op. So for those listening in other countries in Canada, a co-op is like an intern or something like that. So
right.
So I'm on an internship right now with my company Vehicle, and they're a web app consultancy. So it's been really good, but they agreed to sponsor the event and give me their space to use for the day. So
Vehicle is not spelled the conventional way. It's
V-E-H-I-K-L. So there you go.
Yeah,
it's definitely not a mechanic shop. That's for sure.
Not at all. So they've offered the venue here. It's a nice space. It's one of these cooperative working spaces, open spaces. We're in the boardroom right now, and a nice conference room in the back for the actual presentation. Got a good big kitchen here too.
Yeah.
And fresh coffee. I heard you grinding coffee.
Oh yeah, lots of grinding was going on. People need their coffee.
They do. So this is the second one.
The second one.
Had a Linux Fest last year as well.
Yep.
Conestoga College. How did you happen on that?
Oh well, I was a student there for like I said, I'm still a co-op, so I'm still technically a student. So in my internship, I'm still technically a student but they give a long internship. So basically what happened last year was that I was going to school there and I said, well, I would like a really nice event where we can discuss Linux and we can kind of come together as a community, because I didn't see much around the Waterloo area in terms of that exact thing. Like there was the KW Lug, which is the Kitchener-Waterloo Linux user group, but I didn't see a day of the year that we all just got together and talked about some pretty interesting things. So I decided to host it at the school.
So that wasn't part of the school program. That was something you did completely independently.
Oh yeah, that was a direct offshoot of my inspiration. So it wasn't anything I had to do for school or anything like that. It was pretty ambitious, but I'm glad it worked out, and it actually gave me a much bigger appreciation for the community and the nice people that are in it. So it was good to get my name out there as well. Met lots of really interesting and cool people. So.
It does look good on you, because you're the driving force behind the KW Linux Fest. You haven't had a Linux Fest in Ontario since 2009, when we had the last one in Toronto. So it's good to have it back again.
Yeah, I think one important thing, is that you look at Linux events, and since it's actually been blowing up, right, like Linux in itself and the international community and that type of thing, you don't see a lot of smaller events focused directly on there. So for instance, in Toronto, which is not too far away, we had it was LinuxCon North America or something.
There's a LinuxCon, that was not for your average Linux.
Yeah, that was
$1,300 a ticket.
So it was not, so I think having an affordable event that was around the corner is kind of nice in this area, especially since we're kind of a tech hub and not.
Oh, the tech hub. And we've got Waterloo University, we've got Conestoga College, Laurier University, lots of technical startups coming out of Kitchener, Waterloo area.
So I think, yeah, having that accessible medium for a good day of fun.
Will you still be in the co-op next year?
How it would work is actually my program is one of the few that has a really generous co-op program. So I started in May of 2016 here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's a 16-month co-op. And it's actually pretty generous in terms of, so there's 4 months, 4 months, 4 months, 4 months, but vehicle decided to keep me for the entire 16 months.
That's excellent.
So feels pretty good.
Yeah, so.
And then I have two semesters left of school, so 8 months of school left, and then I'll be finished.
So. I'm probably coming back to vehicle if I leave you, right?
If all goes well, that is the plan, but we'll see.
Yeah. So you think Vehicle might be a sponsor for the event again next year?
Oh, I definitely think so. I think they're really generous in their communities as well, and they want to make sure that they have a presence, and I think this is a good outlet for that as well. So
if the greater Kitchener-Waterloo community wants to give you a hand in organizing Linux Fest for 2018, how can we get a hold of you?
You can email me at kwlinuxfest@gmail.com. So if you're interested in hosting that in the area, you can email that email address, and we can continue talking from there. Keep an eye on the website for sure. All the talks, all the slides of the talks, and there was some demonstration Git repositories and that type of thing.
Yeah.
All links of those will be up, and there's some pictures as well. So that'll be up in the next couple of days.
With any kind of luck, you'll get some video out of the deal as well.
Hopefully, yeah, that would be good. Yeah,
yeah.
But, I really couldn't say the event could go any better. So I'm pretty proud of it. So.
It was a good day. Thank you very much, Colin, and thanks for the interview. Welcome.
Yeah, for sure.
This is Bob Jonkman for Hacker Public Radio. Good TSAF to everybody.
Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.